Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room for a reason again. I know you people are going to tell me I'm crazy, but it is like 50 degrees, which means it is for a reason up in here to us Southern California people whose blood has done got thin and can't handle the cold no more. Probably why I ain't going back to freaking the South for Christmas, because it's too daggum cold, and I just don't want to go deal with the people in the South, because the people in the South need a straight slap across the face after this election and what they have done did to us. But that's a different story. Actually, it's not a different story. We're going to talk about that first thing. But before we get into that, you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. What happens? I tell you every time. You should know by now. You're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay. Also, the Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. Now, that's West Coast time. If you can't figure out how to find that wherever you live, because you're going to have to do math, time zones, they exist, but figure it out. Or you can just go find it on the iTunes, on the Stitcher, on the Crab Diving website as a podcast on the flip side. Okay. Oh, you can also hear the previous episode, I think, still at midnight time. So if you need a previous episode, go listen at midnight West Coast time, and you will get your ear holes filled with the joy that is the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network. You can also find me on the Twits at the H Wood Hick. So that's Twitters at the H Wood Hick, and on the Facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. I was having a hard time remembering my thins there. But as we've been doing here on the Hollywood Hick program, pretty regular, like, off the bat, I can't help but talk about this giant-ass, dumb, pumpkin-head, fucking, I can't believe, gonna be our president with a dead manger fox and a fart puss all over his face. I'm still trying to resign myself to this. I can't even really talk about it good. But just the aftermath of all this is just mind-boggling to me. Just mind-boggling. How people are so emboldened to be just horrible, awful, hateful, racist, just generally degenerate, not good people. Deplorables, as some people like to call them. And you know what? I'm starting to stand by that. Now, I will say that not everybody is a deplorable. I ain't going to generalize and say all y'all, but I'm going to say a good enough of y'all is deplorables. And it is illustrated by stupid shit that goes on because you people cannot fucking use your own brain. That's where I have a problem. People don't use their fucking head anymore. Nobody bothers to figure out what's true, what ain't true. People just think they can put out fake news and all this bullshit, and then everything's going to just be hunky-dory on the flip side. Because, you know, I'm just trying to incite people to pay attention. No, you're not. You're trying to make a dollar. You're trying to fucking cause trouble. You're doing a whole bunch of shit you shouldn't be doing. That's generally what you're doing right there. As illustrated by what done went happened up in Washington, D.C. at this damn Pizzagate place. Some place called Ping Pong, Wing Wong, what is it? Fuck, I can't. Comet Ping Pong, that's it. It's a pizza joint. I guess they have ping pong tables in there. I ain't never been, so I don't really know. I'm not paying attention. But dude done went and got arrested up in there, coming from the fine state of North Carolina. Just another little feather in the cap of North Carolina right there. That shame of a mother trucking state. I can't even believe I grew up there and I'm from there. I can't wrap my brain around how the people can just be so fucking horrible. Just as horrible as this goddamn mother trucking autoplay video that came on when I tried to click the freaking story so that I could read it. And the other thing is, don't make your, okay, I'm going to have a tangent on autoplays, you know how I go, but don't make your fucking autoplay so that if I try to click the pause or stop button or something, that then enacts your fucking goddamn link to whatever fucking website I don't want to see. Okay, so at least have the courtesy to allow me to stop it if I don't want to have to listen to your fucking bullshit and I just want to read the story. Not everybody is so fucking dumb and mouth breathing that they can't read a story for themselves and have to have you read it to them. Okay, I might just want to read the story myself at a leisurely motherfucking pace and not have you fuckers sit here and try to tell me how you want it to be said, and I'll just say it up in my head the way I want it to be said. So fuck you and your goddamn autoplay videos. You can shove them where the sun don't shine. There ain't enough dolly in the world to make me not want to slap you across the face and punch you in the fucking throat. End of rant. Back to story. All right. So I'm looking at this thing called the Daily Wire, right? And it says, here's everything you need to know about the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, right? So basically, what happened was, oh, my fucking sweet Jesus Lord, I already put you on pause. Why do I have to put you on pause a motherfucking again, autoplay video? Okay? Okay. Just stop. Ain't nobody got time for that. For reals. People in their fucking autoplay videos. Like, I swear to God, if I wasn't going to recant this shit to you people right now, I would just be going to somewhere else to a different fucking website who has a little bit of respect for people out there and not these people who think that I'm just supposed to be force-fed their fucking bullshit. Suck a fart out of my ass and go fucking fuck a goddamn box of nails, because that's how fucking painful I want it to be for you, okay? Moving on. Says right here, on this fucking website full of goddamn autoplay videos, and if I had a right mind, I didn't realize it was going to autoplay the fuck out of shit. And then it puts another one up over here. Like, no. I said no. No means no. It's like when you're trying to fuck somebody who don't want to be fucked. No means no, motherfuckers. Okay? That's how it works. Consent. I ain't consenting to your goddamn video, you fucking bitch-ass bitch. Okay, for this time, I really am done. Back to Sturry here. All right, but says here, on this fucking piece of shit website that I shouldn't have clicked on in the first place, but I'm going to stay here because I don't have time to go find no other story that's going to tell me what I want to know right now. But says a man was arrested on Sunday for firing a gun inside a pizza restaurante that had been subject to a conspiracy theory known as Pizzagate, which is the dumbest bullshit I ever heard in my entire fucking life. Anybody with half a fucking brain cell left in their fucking head will be able to tell that that was straight up fucking bullshit. But nope, not some goddamn redneck from North Carolina who thinks that he's going to go in and save the day. And now he looks like a fucking mouth-breathing moron, which he really and truly is. And he's only going to be seeing the freaking concrete walls and bars of a fucking jail cell because he's so such a fucking idiot. And we're going to get into that even more depth here in a hot second, right? But apparently some idiot boy named Edgar Welch had fired his rifle inside the Comet Ping Pong restaurant because he wanted to self-investigate the conspiracy theory. And now that was according to the New York Times right there. What exactly is the Pizzagate conspiracy theory and how did it start? That's what they want to tell us right now. That's what we're going to find out. Here's what you need to know. Pizzagate began in the depths of the 4chan, and 4chan, if you don't know, is probably one of the deepest, darkest holes of just fucking misinformation and horrible, awful people who are just some fat ass, pimply faced, bitch ass bitch sitting in some basement somewhere thinking that they got some fucking right to say whatever the fuck they want to say, when really somebody needs to go down there, pull that fucking goddamn cheeseburger out of one hand, the milkshake out of the other one, and slap them across the face and put them on a fucking treadmill. But that's a different story for a different day, right? But these 4chan motherfuckers, chat room bitches, back in October, they started speculating that the Comet Ping Pong restaurant is running some sort of child sex ring that the Clinton campaign was somehow involved. Like a virus, the conspiracy theory spread from 4chan to Reddit, which is another fucking cesspool. Actually, I look at Reddit sometimes because they got the fucking interesting stories on there. People post things about stupid criminals. But Reddit is just like just this much not as bad as 4chan when some of those rooms on there, because people are just generally horrible, and the anonymity of the fucking internet has just allowed people to be super fucking horrible. Because I guarantee you 99.9% of the people who are sitting there saying whatever the fuck they want from their computer would not have the balls to dare say it to anybody's face because they are a pussy ass pussy. That's what I'm saying, right? Well, as is typical of conspiracy theories, there is no evidence, get that, there is absolutely, positively, absolutely no evidence at all whatsoever that this ever happened, because it didn't. Because it didn't. Why would fucking Hillary Clinton be running a goddamn child sex ring out of a fucking pizza joint in Washington, D.C. is beyond me. And why anybody even thinks that would be a logical fucking thought is beyond me, too. But no, that is not the world we live in. The world we live in now is what people just believe what they want to believe. But it ain't like me when I'm like, I believe the tabloids what I want to believe about a celebrity when they tell me they fucking some dude over there. Like, that I choose to believe because that really, in the grand scheme of things, ain't going to hurt anybody. And this celebrity, if you don't want me talking about who you might or might not be fucking, then don't be a celebrity. But these other people are trying to go out there and at least maybe sort of try to make your life a little bit better, but you ain't got the fucking brains to see that. All you want to do is like buy into some conspiracy theory, which then leads to some mouth-breathing moron from the fucking shame of a state of North Carolina running up in there with a gun. Now we gonna get to that. Okay. Blah, blah, there's no evidence. The theory is based off photographs that were supposedly from James Alefantis's, the restaurant owner, Instagram page that showed a near constant assortment of different children of a variety of ages intermingled between posts about gay bars, clubs, photos of common rape drugs, and piles of foreign currency, as well as code images laced on the restaurant. other nearby buildings owned by Aliphantus, as well as buildings close to by with Clinton connections. I don't know how, because there's children in his restaurant, that seems to mean that there's a fucking child sex ring going on in there, because that means a fucking Chuck E. Cheese ain't nothing but a goddamn child sex ring all over the country. Think about it. Use your brains, people. Just think about it. But it says the Clinton connection to Pizzagate comes from online users searching for a link between Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, because they have to put just because somebody knows somebody might have hung out with him. You know, I know a lot of people who've done a lot of horrible things, and this Jeffrey Epstein dude is horrible. He was raping and doing things to like underage people, from what I understand. Like, the whole story, I don't remember it off the top of my head, whatever, but I know he's a horrible person. He's accused of a lot of raping and child molesting and things like that, but he was a freaking somebody with a lot of money, had business connections and things like that. And he was like, everybody was running around with him because he had money and was doing shit, right? Well, it don't mean just because you hang out with somebody does it. Like, I got people who done a lot of horrible things over their lives that I still choose to be friends with, but that don't mean I did it. It actually don't even mean I condone it. It just means that I'm able to either overlook it and or forgive, or say that maybe people have the like capacity to change and they ain't like that no more. But no, not these people, just because there's like some sort of half-assed connection. And I guarantee if you dug deep enough, you could probably find a connection between Pumpkinhead and this Jeffrey Epstein fella too, because it's just too implausible for it not to have happened at some point, right? But apparently they found emails from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta that leaked by the WikiLeaks people that set off their inner Alex Jones, because that's always effective. It says the emails in question featured Podesta discussing pizza frequently, including some sort of pizza map handkerchief. An email from 2008 featured Aliphantus expressing gratitude to Podesta for attending a fundraiser at the restaurant but regretted not making him pizza. Somehow the conspiracy theorists have decoded pizza to mean girl, further compounding the conspiracy theory was that Aliphantus used to date Clinton attack dog David Brock. What? I don't know what that has to do with anything. Actually, I don't even understand half of the words I just read, but we're going to move on. Naturally, this is all speculation without any substance. Go fucking figure. The images can hardly be used as an indicator of a pedophile ring because, as Snopes points out, and Snopes is good at fucking debunking shit, so if you ever have them think that, like, oop. Actually, that's the thing. It's like, people don't even realize there's resources out there that can, like, tell them what is and is not true. But they don't know to use it, or they don't even want to know to use it. They just don't, because they just choose to believe the bullshit. But Snopes, in case y'all are wondering, if you need somebody to tell you what might or might be true, not what might or might not be true, then just go over to Snopes and see if they're talking about it, because they'll set you straight, and then you can move on with your life informed. Heaven forbid somebody be slightly fucking informed these days, right? Well, fear of pedophile code imagery is occasionally the basis for panic, but law enforcement officials believe that the symbols themselves are used among adults to signal preferences, not as labels for children, not as markers placing them in any danger. The photos dug up by the online users that were supposedly creepy were a compilation of photos taken from Facebook commenters on Comet Pig's Facebook page, as well as Facebook friends who liked the page and other websites that are in no way affiliated with the restaurant. You see that? These are fucking pictures that people who went to the restaurant posted up on the page. So the people there didn't even post the fucking pictures to the people who went to the restaurant who posted the fucking pictures. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? I realize I talked a little fast right then, so you might have to like back up and listen to it again, but I'm just saying, good Lord have mercy. Apparently, this story goes on and says, additionally, there is no reason to believe that pizza is somehow a code for pedophilia, cause it ain't. Especially since pizza is common among politicians, Aliphantus has no direct ties to the Clinton campaign. His only ties to the Democrat Party are some notable Democrats that know. Oh, whatever. He must have some friends who are Democrats, don't we all? Even fucking Republicans should have friends that are Democrats, or at least people that they tolerate that are Democrats. He is also not under investigation by law enforcement for any kind of sex child ring on account of, guess what? There ain't one. That hasn't stopped the conspiracy theory from spreading like wildfire, as the restaurant and Aliphantus' social media pages have been flooded with threats, and the restaurant's Yelp page is on lockdown. That's it. Because people are fucking stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. People are just fucking stupid, mouth-breathing morons, sheeple, who just listen to what, like, believe whatever and just keep on going. All the people that believe this are the same people who will only use one of 12 outlets from a parking garage because they can only follow the people in front of them. There'll be 17 other options to get the fuck out of that parking garage, and they are going to go directly behind the car that is directly in front of them and fuck it up for everybody behind them because they're too fucking stupid to realize that they have another outlet other than the one everybody else is using. I'm telling you, pay attention in a parking garage. People are fucking stupid. the conspiracy has grown out of control and needs to be squashed before anyone gets hurt, for reals. But I'm apparently, well, whatever. Reddit has already deleted a thread about Pizzagate, and some 4chan commenters are regretting the conspiracy theory. Oh, now you regret it. Well, yeah, you know what? Maybe you think about your fucking shit before you fucking start spouting off your mouth about some serious shit like goddamn child sex rings that involve people who are already unfucking stable, and then you're going to send them fucking into some sort of frenzy resulting in what has just fucking happened up in here recently, right? Blah, blah, blah. It says here, will others who promoted the conspiracy theory follow their lead? I highly doubt it. People are too fucking stupid. This is the thing I find interesting, because it's where the internet does come in handy, right? Because it says here over on this heavy website, that basically it's like Edgar Madison Welch, that's the idiot boy who went up in there with a goddamn fucking shotgun, not a shotgun, a fucking assault rifle. He's like standing like, ugh, these people, ugh. It's just like looking at a picture of him right now. Like, if I could punch one bitch in the throat right this minute, I honestly think it'd be this motherfucker. Just because it's just the look on his face while he's holding this goddamn fucking assault rifle. Like, he's, I don't understand why anybody in their right mind thinks that anybody besides the police and or the military should have an assault rifle. You can't justify it in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It ain't used for hunting. And if you need an assault rifle for hunting, then you're a shitty fucking hunter. And all our other hunters should sit there and laugh at you and point fingers and go, look at that shitty fucking hunter over there. But that ain't what's going to happen, because they have this fucking fucked up idea that they're entitled to something that really they should not be entitled to in any way, shape, form. No, not at all. But says here, a North Carolina man is accused of threatening employees of a Washington, D.C. pizza place because of that thing I was just telling you about, where these people on the Reddit and the 4chan went and tried to say that this comet ping pong place was running a child sex ring. Then you stir up people like this, because this dude done went up in there with a freaking semi-automatic gun thinking he's going to go up and shoot stuff up and try to like freaking self-investigate and save the lives of these fucking kids. Whatever. I will read the story as it's written here on the interwebs, right? Says a North Carolina man is accused of North Carolina shame of a state. North Carolina, honestly, please. The one good thing out of North Carolina right now is that awful, horrible Pat McCrory governor finally conceded and lost, because he started doing some kind of recount, which then worked in the other dude's favor. And so now at least that fucking debacle is on its freaking way out, right? But a North Carolina man is accused of threatening employees of a Washington, D.C. pizza place with a rifle as he was trying to self-investigate. You get this, self-investigate, like he's some kind of fucking super sleuth, freaking Nancy Drew over here fucking going up in there thinking he's going to fucking take care of this, like Nancy fucking Drubo, like Rambo version of Nancy Drew. He's going to self-investigate a debunked conspiracy theory that claims Hillary Clinton and other high-ranking Democrats are involved in a child sex trafficking ring. Edgar Madison Welch, 28, idiot boy is what his name should be, entered the Comet Ping Pong restaurant, which was packed with customers, about 3 p.m. on Sunday, and pointed a gun at the employee. This is what the D.C. Metro Police Department said up in a press release. Police said Welch was trying to find proof of Pizzagate, which police called a fictitious online conspiracy theory on account of maybe because it is, and people like this dumb mouth breathing moron ain't even got to half a brain to fucking do his research and find out that maybe that somebody's feeding him a line of fucking bullshit and he's about to get himself in some serious trouble up in here. But nope, people ain't that smart. People ain't that smart. Look what we got for a president coming up. That's how smart this country is. People are fucking stupid. I blame participation trophies, and I blame fucking parents who are fucking pussies who won't fucking make their children do anything, and they like live in fear of their fucking children when their children are the ones who are supposed to be scared of them. Because if your kid ain't got nothing to be scared of, guess what you get? You get an Edgar Madison Welch. That's what you get right there. He's a fucking prime example of fucking pussy ass parents who won't do fucking parenting because they're too fucking chicken or too fucking self-centered, and it's all about them to begin with. So if you can't handle children, or if you don't want the responsibility of raising a child to put it in this world so they can have like some sort of semblance of normalcy, or maybe actually have like a brain and actually try to do some good instead of go out and do shit like, I don't know, threaten people at 3 o'clock on a Sunday, the Lord's Day too. These are people coming from the fucking Bible Belt. Isn't there anything sacred about Sunday anymore? I'm just saying is all. Let's go on. Police at Welch was trying to find proof of Pizzagate, which I just read that line. Let's go to the next one. The employees and diners inside the restaurant were able to flee, and police at Welch of Salisbury, I know where Salisbury is. I've been to Salisbury, and that explains a lot in and of itself, fired his gun after they left, and nobody was injured. So basically, he had to prove a point to just scatter the place with some bullets to show how fucking badass he is, because he's too much of a fucking pussy to do it with his fists. But nope, he's got to go in there with a gun. Couldn't go in there just like whatever. Police responded to the scene, and Welch was arrested without incident because he was fucking stupid and wrong. Photos and videos taken by witnesses show Welch coming out of the restaurant and surrendering to police in the streets with his arms in the air. The Pizzagate conspiracy theory was spawned out of WikiLeaks emails in November, and blah, blah, blah. We've been through all that. No evidence, get this, no evidence at all whatsoever on account of there ain't none, because it ain't happened, it ain't true, and there ain't none to be found. It's been debunked by Snopes and many loose. Now, here's the things we need to know about this fucking mouth-breathing moron named Edgar Madison Welch, right? One, this is all according to the heavy people here, Welch surrendered to police after he found no evidence underage children were being harbored in the restaurant on account of, guess what? There ain't none. Edgar Madison Welch told police he had read online that the Comet restaurant was harboring child sex slaves and that he wanted to see for himself if they were there. He stated he was armed to help rescue them. He surrendered peacefully when he found no evidence that underage children were being harbored in the restaurant. Okay, you're a fucking moron. Right. Welch brought two guns with him into the restaurant. They described the gun he was armed with as he entered Comet Pizza as an assault rifle. A third gun was found in his vehicle, because, you know, when he has to make his getaway, he's got to have an extra gun out there, because that's just how these fuckers roll. Interim D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham told the Washington Post officers responded within minutes after the first call and surrounded the restaurante. The packed restaurant, was evacuated along with other nearby businesses. Welch fired at least one shot into the floor of the restaurant after it was empty. Says here his demeanor was bizarre, in that if you come into a place to eat, you ask for a host or grab a seat at the bar. He didn't make any eye contact, didn't talk with nobody. Newsom said Welch surrendered about 45 minutes after he walked into the restaurant. An employee of the restaurant told the owner of a neighboring store, Bradley Graham, that Welch went into the kitchen of the restaurant, presumably looking for the alleged tunnels used to hide, torture, and traffic children. Guess what wasn't there? Guess what he didn't find? Guess what this mouth-breathing moron has now? Jail time. But Gareth Wade, who was eating pizza in the restaurant, told the Post a server came out and said a man had just walked into the building, passed us into the back of the building. He seemed to have a shotgun or a rifle type of gun and said we ought to vacate the building. I love how somebody walked out and said, like, hey, y'all, some dude just walked up in here with a gun. So if I was you, I'd skedaddle. That's pretty much what they said. I've been like, run, bitches, run. Yeah, I would not be able to hold it together and just be like, y'all might just want to, like, scurry along now. No. Other people had gone to the restaurant to search for the tunnels, apparently. They put in a lot of curses and spells over the city, a woman who was trying to find the tunnels told WUSA. All this underground tunnel that helps them take the kids and transport them back and forth so they can do these rituals. Like, good Lord. Like, honestly, this is what we're dealing with, people. This is the level of fucking people that we're dealing with in this country now. They are convinced that anything they read is truth. I can't. I just can't. Moving on to the second. The Pizzagate theory spread on social media and Reddit over the last month, leading to threats against Comet Pink. But we already been through that. We don't need to touch on that one again. Basically what it is. But people just keep perpetuating, like this Michael G. Flynn motherfucker one good thing Pumpkinhead has done is he fired his ass over there. He was part of his transition team or something. He's like the kid of the general that he hired for whatever other big security position or whatever. I can't remember off the top of my head the name of it. But he put a tweet out that says, until Pizzagate proven to be false, it'll remain a story. Well, how about you just go and check it out without a gun? No guns involved. All you got to do is go over there, look at it. You're going to find out there ain't no tunnels. There ain't no child trafficking. There ain't no freaking nothing going up in there but pizza and ping pong. Okay? He says, it'll remain a story. The left seems to forget Podesta emails and many coincidences tied to it. Like, basically, he was perpetuating this shit and I perpetuated himself out of a job. Right? Good. But Apparently, three, we need to know, Welch struck a teenager with his car during an October 2016 incident, police say. So this is what kind of fine, upstanding citizen he really is, because even though he wants to go in there and freaking save all of these children that don't need to be saving because they ain't there, we also find out that he is just generally a horrible person to begin with. But Edgar Madison Welch struck a teenager with his car, sending him to the hospital by helicopter in October of 2016, just a little while ago. The incident happened at 7:30 p.m. in Salisbury, North Carolina. The news report says Kenyatta Belton, 13, suffered head, torso, and leg injuries after he was struck by Welch's Buick LeSabre. Witnesses told the news station that the victim was walking with several other friends when he was struck by the car. The quote from a friend says, we was walking down the road, just a normal walk, and this one car had a full road. We was pretty much on the white line, and he wiped out one of my friends, and he had the whole road to turn into, even the whole other lane, even the same lane, he could have avoided it. Now, good Lord, that's how people in North Carolina talk, y'all. I'm sorry, I just had to read that. It was hard to read, but that's pretty much how they talk. My friend is really, really badly hurt. It's just a normal walk gone bad, and one car made a big difference. Yeah, because this dude. Welch has not been charged at the scene. Police told WBTV he was driving about 45 miles per hour, which is the speed limit on the road. According to a police report obtained by Slate, the investigation into the incident is ongoing. Welch has a criminal record, including a conviction for driving under the influence in 2013, which led to a sentence of 60 days in jail. He was previously convicted in 2007 of driving after consuming alcohol while under 21. Fine, upstanding citizen right there. Four, he has been an actor and graduated from Cape Fear Community College. I don't know what that's got to do with nothing. He had a brief film career in like blah, blah, blah. He did a couple of things. That don't mean nothing. Five, Welch was charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, and the investigation is ongoing. And this is, we're here with a picture of him with case after case of beer inside of his pickup truck. Because, you know, that's what fine, upstanding citizens do, is take pictures of themselves with like massive amount of alcohol. Like, that makes them cool. But Welch has been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, D.C. Metro Police said in a press release. This is for what he just done, went and did. Assault with a dangerous weapon is a felony in Washington, D.C. that is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. He is also charged with carrying a pistol without a license and unlawful discharge of a firearm, both felonies. Welch is facing a fourth charge, a misdemeanor for illegal possession of a gun. Right. You can read the police and blah, blah, blah. I ain't reading it. I ain't reading shit. Three of the charges he was accused of by police were dropped by prosecutors. The investigation into the incident is still ongoing. Apparently, if anybody has information in the case, call up this number right here. He appeared in court the first time on Monday and was arraigned on the charges. He was ordered held without bail. Good. Throw his ass up in there. Leave his ass up in there. I'm just saying is all. So whatever. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Donald Trump, and all of your fine, upstanding people who voted for you, for bringing this kind of shit, ushering this right into our conscience. Because this is the thing. And then you have people like this, because I've just discovered also this website called Trump Gets. Basically, it means here's all the people who regret voting for his dumb bitch ass, right? Because guess what? People are like, fuck, what have I done did? Where did I put that fucking website? I thought I had already opened this shit up. Oh, here we go. Right here. Yeah. Right here. Basically, people like, it's got all these tweets from people who are like tweeting about how they like don't like the fact that what they done did. Somebody named Fred Hendy at the top of the Trump Gets right now says, I'm disgusted by your flip on prosecuting Clinton. I shouldn't have voted for you. You damn right. That's the only smart thing you're going to say all fucking week. I shouldn't have voted for you. You are sounding like a Republican wimp. Somebody else, PSL, says, we didn't hire Democrat Ivanka. I, for one, don't want her. So basically going on, Donald Trump, I shouldn't have to defend my actions to media. I voted you because 8 years of no jobs is enough. But see, this is the thing. You people are now like going like, oh, you thought he was just going to swoop in and save the day and all this shit. No, it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. And two, you think that the reason that there's been 8 years of freaking nonsense going on is anything to do with like Obama? No, it ain't anything to do with Obama. You know what it is to do with? The fucking Republicans not allowing Obama to get anything fucking done, because their whole MO was to make sure that he couldn't get nothing done. But that these people aren't smart enough to see that that's what was going on, because they're just so stupid that all they see is a black man getting in their way. That's all they fucking see. Fuck you. Fuck all of y'all. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. That's all I can say. Then you come across this thing like I saw over here on the Raw story, where this woman, and I love the picture of her, she's like all distraught, like, oh, woe is me, what has I done? But it says here, Washington woman explains election choice. I gave up on hope and voted for Trump. Well, guess what you got now? A fucking shit mess. That's what you got. But it says here, a Washington state voter explained that she voted for Donald Trump because she had given up hope after Barack Obama had failed to end racism and poverty. You see that? Like, she thought in a matter of minutes, as soon as he took office, that he was supposed to say, up, we now have a black president. Nobody's going to be racist anymore, ever. And poverty, bye, Felicia. Ain't nobody got time for that. No, that ain't how the fucking shit works, especially when you got the people that you're supporting who are standing in the way of any and fucking everything that they're trying to do to help the people that you're sitting here talking about should be helped. But no, you're not smart enough to see that. Now it's coming back to bite you in the ass, and you're like, oops, what has I done did? Now you know you gotta live with it for at least another fucking 4 years, cunt. That's what the fuck you gotta do. But Carol Fraley, a 66-year-old white woman whose husband is a disabled veteran, good, because you know what he's going to do? Take away your fucking shit that's helping your fucking husband. That's what they're about to do, because that's what these people want to do. And guess who voted for it? Your bitch ass. So guess what you get? You get exactly what you asked for. Exactly what you asked for. And honestly, I have zero sympathy for you. Actually, I might have 0.1 sympathy for you. Besides that, no, I have zero. No, you did it to your damn self. You're just too fucking stupid, and you're just too fucking dumb. Just dumb. I can't even think of any other adjective besides stupid, because that's what it is. But she wrote a letter to the editor of her hometown Federal Way Mirror to complain about an article she had read about a 10-year-old boy who reportedly came home from school afraid that Trump would reintroduce slavery. Because that is what people think these days, because that is what people are fucking being fed, and that is the fucking culture that is being bred at the moment. It's ridiculous. But she says, my hope is that this child did not learn such nonsense in school, and that his parents are not as racist as their son's statement makes them out to be. Okay, you need to be slapped across the face, lady. You need to be slapped right across the face, because you know where he learned this shit? You know why he's worried about that shit? Because of people like you and the shit that you say. Don't be going around and trying to point and turn around the finger on this little kid. The kid is only like the fucking, he's a product of his environment, and you are his environment, you stupid ass. She also complained about another anti-Trump protester quoted in the article who feared her family would be deported for breaking immigration laws. She says, you do not get to choose which laws you will abide by. If we did, I would rob banks, as they have more money than I do. She's not even smart enough to see the friggin' hypocrisy in that statement. The voter said she was willing to extend her respect to those who deserve it, and she challenged others to improve themselves, but also to accept the imperfect world we live in. Okay, this is the part that kills me. Obama was elected on a platform of hope. Hope to end racism, hope to end poverty, hope to help the declining middle class, hope to lower health care costs, hope to end partisanship. After 8 years, I gave up on hope and voted for Trump. You know what you did not do in the course of 8 years either? Let me go back and look at your name. Carol Fraley. Do you know what you didn't do? You didn't pay attention, you dumbass. See you next Tuesday, bitch ass bitch. You did not pay attention, because all of these things were things that Obama was trying to do, and he could have done it too. He may not have done all of it, because a lot of that's a freaking tall order you got right there. But if you and the people that you helped elect, Carol, had not stood in the way at every turn and made it their entire life's mission to make sure that nothing that man wanted to accomplish was going to get accomplished, because they were going to throw up roadblocks and stand in the way constantly. If you aren't able to see that, then you just get what you get. And I'm going to, one, revel in the fact that you are going to have 4 shitty fucking years trying to figure out how to take care of your disabled husband, because you don't have a fucking brain, and you don't have the wherewithal to look through what's happening and see where you need to pay attention and why you need to fucking change your fucking train of thought, or we ain't never gonna get out of this shit mess. Got it, lady? You're a fucking idiot. Go over to Trump Grids and see all the people who are now with you going like, what the fuck have we did? Because you did it. This is on you. Period. That's it. All you bitches. All mother trucking. You mother truckingness. Bye, Felicia. I ain't talking about this no more. My inner hell no has done gone crazy. I got nary a rainbow sparkle of sunshine left up in me. Where is Don? I'm going to have to put on Dolly Parton music right now. I'm going to have to. Oh my goodness. Listen to Dolly Parton all day. I'm getting myself riled the fuck up here on the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network. But let's move on to something else that's not going to make me so fucking irate, because I just can't. I just can't with people anyway. Oh, this thing. This I find incredibly strange. That whole story out of Oakland where the warehouse went up, killed all of those poor people, but burned in a fire. And then this idiot, like, this is the thing. This is another example of idiot people. I don't know why I'm talking about this now, because it's going to make me angry too. But the thing where there was the ghost ship commune where they had the rave going on. It was a concert or something up in there. The place caught on fire. It wasn't up to code. The steps were made out of pallets, all kind of stuff. Like, all these people just, like, I mean, honestly, burning to death in a, like, warehouse fire just has to be one of the shittiest ways to go at all whatsoever. But the thing that kills me is I was like, but the dude who ran the place is, I don't think he gets it. I don't think he understands the grab. Like, he seems just a little bit too narcissistic to grasp the whole this. And this is the Hollywood Hicks opinion, and the Hollywood Hicks opinion only. But he's just too fucking narcissistic to get the whole what may have happened or what fuck didn't happen up in the it's ridiculous, right? But I was trying to find this here article. Oh, is this the one? Oh, here it is. So basically, this fella, right? So he went on the. Like, everybody knows what happened. Like, I think it's 36 people so far. Like, they can't go in because of it's so unstable to check for a whole lot of other stuff, the last thing I read. So there could be more people up in there. People are still looking for folks, from what I understand. It's sad. It is sad, sad, sad. I these kind of things just break my heart. And the thing that also scares me is, like, I feel incredibly fortunate, because in my youths, I would have totally gone to one of these kind of things. Because that's just, like, I'm young and I'm stupid and I like to go out and have a good time and party and I like to experience different things. And, like, I could have easily seen myself up in something like this. And then, like, could I be one? It's like, that's where my brain goes. It's like, oh, that could have been me. Or, like, what do we do to make sure this shit don't happen again? Because, honestly, the thing is, you'd have to fix stupid. And I don't think we can fix stupid. I really and truly don't think you can fix stupid. But says here that basically a refrigerator might have sparked that fire. This is over on the Daily News, where it says Oakland investigators narrow down cause of ghost ship warehouse fire. Venue manager breaks down on TV, which he did. I watched that on the Today Show. I watched that clip on the internet yesterday. And he's like, can't I just say I'm sorry? Like, honestly, like, no. At this point, no. Yes, you can say it, but it don't mean that that's the end of it. You don't get to say sorry. You can't pray this one away. You're just not going to be able to. You in trubs. But they think a refrigerator might have started it. Alameda County Sheriff Greg Ahern, not Jeff, I can't read this morning. Jeff Ahern said a lucky partygoer who escaped the deadly fire at the ghost ship artist space told authorities there were flames coming from a fridge on the first floor Friday night, and evidence found at the scene supports the claim. Details of the possible cause emerged as fire crews made one last sweep with a cadaver dog, failing to find additional victims. Okay, so they say 35, so at least they think they found everybody, so there's not more people up in there. So that's, I was going to say good, but that's not good. It's just not as bad, I guess. Authorities put names to 35 victims, identifying 9 more people late Tuesday. Blah, blah, blah. That part makes me sad. In the 4 days since the fatal fire, both the city and vilified ghost ship manager Derek Ion Almina have been plagued by blame. Yeah, because, one, the city, like, you, whatever. It's hard for the city to crack down on these kind of things. I know that. But at the same time, this dude, like, you know what you got going on. The landlord, too. I haven't even heard peep from the landlord on this thing. And the landlord, to me, it's also culpable because they allowed this shit and didn't go in and be like, nah, you can't be having fucking pallets for steps. That kind of shit. But the 47-year-old operator broke down on national television and grew confrontational with Today host Matt Lauer and Tamron Hall about the inferno. He refused to answer questions about who should be held responsible for the fire and called the charred remains of his warehouse a mass grave. He did. Like, it was, he did not come off good on this Today Show interview where he was standing there. Like, he did not do him any favors at all whatsoever. Now he just looks like a freaking, it just made him look even more horrible. And also, he, like, tweeted or something not too long afterwards. And basically, the only thing he seemed concerned about at that time was that he had lost all his stuff. And he didn't really seem to have any compassion or care for all of the people who lost their lives up in this nonsense. But he had said on there, he said, I'm not going to answer these questions the way you're presenting them. He said, raising his voice, interrupting answers. But basically, they were just asking him who who should be culpable for this? Like, where does your level of responsibility fall was the general question. I ain't saying it exactly. I ain't quoting shit, but that was generally from what I remember to be the general question. It's like, where does the accountability for this fall? And he's like, I'm not going to answer that. He said, I'd rather get down on the floor and be trampled by the parents. I'd rather let them tear up my flesh than answer these ridiculous questions. Because you don't want to answer the questions because you know that deep down up inside you, that like there's some accountability there. There's some serious, straight up accountability. The host cut the talk short as Almina repeatedly apologized and accused him of holding his soul accountable. But who else will be accountable? Like you... That you were the leader of this. As the leader, then there's a certain amount of culpability, responsibility. I don't know, culpability, that ain't the right word, I don't think. But there's a level of responsibility that you hold that you have to acknowledge. Like, yeah, I sort of allowed this to happen. But former tenant said Almina, who lived in the warehouse with his wife, Micah Allison, and their three children, was known to illegally rent out the space without installing fire alarms, sprinklers, or proper electricity. Now, this is where I think the landlord needs to get involved, because I thought the landlord was kind of responsible for fire alarms and sprinklers and electrical problems and shit like that. So maybe they need to report them or something is what they're trying to say here. But honestly, I think the landlord, like if you are renting, the landlord is the one who has the responsibility to keep it up to code. Like I rent, they come in every once in a while, make sure smoke detectors are working and shit, so they don't have any freaking culpability. On the flip side, that like something goes wrong, they're like, well, at least we gave them the means to know that that fire was about to happen if they was up in there, that kind of thing, right? But he was also on probation for pleading guilty in January to receiving stolen property, which was an Airstream trailer, from what I understand. Child welfare workers had taken away his three children in mid-2015, but returned them this past summer despite the conditions at the warehouse and the children being hungry, infested with lies, and frequently truant. Micah Allison's father is another. Like the father-in-law, like the kid's grandfather is like, yo, we want these children taken away because they ain't getting fed. They're covered in lice bugs and they never go to school. It's ridiculous. But in the hours after the fire, Almina, see, this is it. He posted a Facebook status mourning the loss of his building, but saying nothing about the lost lives. Like that is right there. Idiot move. Idiot fucking move. Even if you do care as deeply as you purport to care on that, in like sort of, you fucked up right there, dude. You fucked up big time because that was your first response. And that is what people are going to keep going back to. And you should either just shut the fuck up or at least made some sort of acknowledgement to all the people that died in the warehouse fire that you have a certain level of accountability for. Also on Tuesday, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf's administration fielded criticism for failing to prevent the fire. She released records detailing complaints to the city's planning and building department and its adjacent lot dating all the way back to 1991. The vacant lot took the brunt of complaints as Chor Ning Ing assumed ownership in 2007. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Neighbors complained about graffiti, heaping piles of garbage and construction material cluttering the two properties. Before Almina's reign in 2005, someone pitched a homeless encampment in the lot. The city recorded two complaints 3 weeks before the fire when an accuser said hazardous trash was blocking the sidewalk and the owner had turned it into a trash recycle site. The yard became a trash collection site and the main building was remodeled for residential. The change causes our neighborhood to look very bad and creates a health issue. So basically, they turned this whole fucking thing into something it ain't supposed to be, and the city should have gone in and done something, but they didn't do anything, and the landlord probably should have done something and didn't do anything, and this Almina dude should have taken at least a certain level of accountability and been like, you know what, at least I really, 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 really feel bad about all the people who lost their lives, and I'm going to regret this and mourn this for the rest of my life. But no, this dude is in straight up trubs. I'm interested to see what's going to happen to him. On the flip side, I can't talk about this anymore. It's making me sad. My rainbow sparkles and sunshine have been killed by a pumpkin head and this jackass who just generally is a jackass. That, I can't think of any other word for him but a jackass. Let's move on to something that's going to make me not want to punch a bitch in the throat, right? Oh, except for this. This makes me want to punch a bitch in the throat, too. Like, this might just be a whole episode of wanting to punch bitches in the throat because bitches need to be punched in the throat sometimes, I think. I don't know. But remember that story a while back? I was all over it. It was driving me crazy because I fucking hate this kind of shit. But back when that chick, her name was Danielle Watts, she was the one who was, like, getting busy with her, like, ugly ass boyfriend on the side of the road. These people called it in. She tried to pull the race card, got the cop fired, caused a whole shitstorm because she had done like 3 seconds up in Django Unchained movie or something, claims to be some sort of actress. She's a self-entitled See You Next Tuesday who went to calling daddy about how she's being mistreated when really she wasn't being mistreated at all. She was forced to apologize and all of this bullshit. But the cop still ended up basically losing his job because of this bullshit, because he's the one who had to put out the tape that would exonerate him and defend his name because the fucking police department refused to do it. Now, the police department, as far as I'm concerned, is full of shit. This dude should sue them within an inch of everything they got and fucking take them to the goddamn cleaners, because it's fucking bullshit. Because you know what they done went and did now? This is according to the LAist website. It says, ex-LAPD sergeant who leaked audio of encounter with Django Unchained actress fined $500. Now, that is better than the $10,000 they were wanting to try and fine him with, but still, 5 cents is too much to fine him for having to defend himself because you people wouldn't do it. You simply fucking refuse to do it, period. That's it. Nah, wasn't gonna do it. But it says right here, a former LAPD sergeant was facing a $10,000 fine for leaking audio of his controversial encounter with an actress who accused him of racial profiling, which he did not do because people called the fucking popo on her because she was over there fucking getting it busy in the passenger seat with her in the broad daylight with her freaking hippie ass looking boyfriend bitch. But going on, it says Tuesday morning, the Los Angeles Ethics Commission ruled that he did break the rules by leaking the tape to TMZ, but the retired officer was slapped with only a $500 fine. 5 cents, 5 points of a cent is freaking too much as far as I'm concerned. I believe that in serving the city of L.A., Mr. Parker had an obligation not just to protect the Los Angeles Police Department, but the city of Los Angeles itself. This is coming from the commission vice president, Serena Oberstein. That's what she said at the hearing. By releasing the audio tape, I believe that Mr. Parker violated the city charter and did not protect the city of L.A. and its process. You know what you didn't do? You see you next Tuesday, bitch ass bitch. You didn't protect the fucking people who were working for you, who are the people out there risking their lives. Because you know what? As much as we want to hate on cops right now, I still choose to believe that the vast majority of them are generally good people who are out trying to like to help people and do good things. It's the bad apples that spoil the bunch. So I like to think that that is a minority within this whole group, right? And this dude seems to be somebody who was trying to do just that. He was just trying to be a good guy, go about his business. From what I also understand, he was gay. So that makes a whole different level of like, what the fuck are you talking about on top of this? But according to the LA Times, the Ethics Commission ruled that Parker not only shared confidential information, but also gained a private advantage for himself with the leak. Yeah, because you want to know why? Because you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't defend the people who are out there risking their lives for you every fucking day. You wouldn't do it. You are too scared. Ooh, a scared. She's screaming racism. No, it was blatant and easy to tell from the audio. You could have listened to it in 5 minutes and told that the guy was telling the truth and everything should have been fine. You should have done it your damn self. But no, you didn't do it because you're a pussy ass pussy who's scared to do anything. Fuck you and your goddamn participation trophies. Your parents ruined you. I blame your parents. Your parents coddled you and didn't fucking make you have to understand what the fucking word life is. And they should be slapped across the face and punched in the throat too, as far as I'm concerned. Fuck all y'all. This is gonna just be me pissed off at homo. It's like only like what, a few like 10 plus minutes left, and not even 10 minutes, and I've just been pissed this whole fucking episode. I was gonna talk about a few things that make me happy, but I guess we ain't gonna get to that. Continuing, I might as well go with the fucking theme for the day, right? I'm appalled they came to this conclusion. This comes from Craig Lally of the Los Angeles Police Protective League. Good for you, Craig Lally. I'm with you. I did the exact same thing Sergeant Parker did on the O.J. Simpson case. I never was hit with any ethics violation. Parker's attorney, Lawrence Hanna, contends that the sergeant broke no city rules with his actions, saying they would be filing a writ contending that the Ethics Commission didn't follow the rules with their ruling. Good. Suck it to these people. Just suck it. I hope this fucking bitch-ass bitch... what's her name up here? I just lost it. Whatever. Serena Oberstein, fired. Get rid of her. Bye, Serena. That's what we need to be saying. Bye, Serena. Get. Just get. That's what I'm saying. It's not for the Ethics Commission to decide. This is coming from Lawrence Hanna. It's not for the Ethics Commission to decide what is confidential and what is not. It's up to the chief of police, and he didn't weigh in on the case. It says here, back in September 11, 2014, this is what happened, in case y'all missed this whole story, because this shit pissed me the fuck off. I was on a rant for air about this shit. But apparently, this is what happened. Parker was responding to a call that actress Danielle Watts, best known for her role in Django Unchained, where she was like barely up in it anyway, like having to like scrape the bottom of the barrel to find that she did anything. And her boyfriend, Brian Lucas, were having sex in a car in Studio City, watched accused the officer of racial profiling during the encounter, saying on the recording, "Do you know how many times I've been called? The cops have been called just for being black." No, actually, you know, he doesn't know that because he's never met you before. And the reason he was called this time is because you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing in broad daylight in Studio City, period. Watts was handcuffed during the encounter, but was released after her boyfriend presented their IDs to the responding officers. Because if you remember, the whole thing was she wouldn't present her ID. Now, all these people say, like, I don't have to present my ID. Fuck you. You do have to present your ID. I don't care. You know what? If you've got it and it's there and you're not doing anything wrong, then you have no reason not to give them your ID. But you're just using that as a freaking way to deflect and because you want to cause trouble and stir things up. So maybe technically you don't have to give your ID, but do yourself a fucking favor, bitches, and give your goddamn ID if the cop is there asking you for it, especially if you think you've done nothing wrong, because by holding out on your ID, all you're doing is making yourself look worse and you're making yourself look guilty. So they're going to detain you until they can figure out who they are, because they got other ways of figuring out who you are. But the easiest way is for you to goddamn fucking cooperate. You got that? Just fucking cooperate. Especially if you think you've done nothing wrong, then you have nothing to worry about. But because you're a fucking bitch ass bitch, then you do have something to worry about, because obviously you're hiding something. I'm just saying as all. Watts later accused the officer of racial profiling, as well as thinking she was a prostitute because her boyfriend is white. He thought you might be a prostitute because people called the cops on you and you were doing prostitute things. Okay. 4 days later, Parker released the tape to TMZ in an effort to defend his actions. An internal investigation was launched over Parker's actions, and the sergeant eventually retired in June of 2015. Good, at least he retired so he getting his like pensions and things like that, because this is straight up bullshit. As for Watts and Lucas, the couple eventually pled no contest for disturbing the peace after prosecutors initially sought lewd conduct charges. Watts was later ordered to apologize to the officer she accused of racial profiling sincerely. Like, because if you don't remember that part, they made her apologize. She did it like a bitch. It was a fucking non-apology, half-ass bullshit. And the judge was like, if you don't want to go to fucking jail, I think that's what it was. But the judge basically made her do it again and do it right because she was such a fucking bitch. So that is who you're dealing with. Would you rather deal with a cop who was on the up and up the whole time, or this person who has repeatedly shown to be just a deplorable person, a horrible, 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 awful, hateful person? Period. I can't. I just can't with these kind of people. All right. We got to leave this on something to make me feel better about myself, y'all, because right now, I ain't about to feel better about myself. I've been nothing but ranting and a raving about fucking Pizzagate. I've been ranting and a raving about this freaking dude who was like, I won't say fully responsible, but has a large dose of responsibility for the fire that took place in Oakland that killed a whole bunch of people. It's just sad, sad, sad. But it's just ridiculous. I ain't reading this because I ain't reading some story about some dude who stabbed his mama. I don't even know why I clicked on that. That's ridiculous. All right, so what do I do when I want to feel better about myself? I click on the smoking gun, because over here there's always somebody on here who done did something that makes me feel better about myself, and that's just what I'm going to do, because honestly, the shit that these people do these days, so I used to watch Cops all the time, the TV show Cops, because I'd watch it and be like, you know what, I might have done that, but at least I didn't do it on TV, and I ain't on Cops. So there's that. So that always made me feel better about myself. All right, y'all. Listen to this. If you ain't feeling better about yourself after this, this is why I like the smoking gun, because they give me these kind of peoples. But says right here, one of these articles over here on the smoking gun says, Ohio man, 35, pleads guilty to autoerotic encounter with parked red van. You heard that right. Basically, he was trying to fuck a van. These are the kind of people we deal with in this world every day, every day. But just got a hot minute to get this out, because we got to get through this, because we got to feel better about ourselves on the way out of here. But an Ohio man has pleaded guilty to public indecency for attempting to copulate with a red van parked on a Dayton street. Michael Henson, 35, was arrested in mid-August after police received 911 calls reporting that a man was pulling his pants down and swinging on stop sign and getting intimate with an auto. When cops confronted Henson, he was only wearing gym shorts and shoes and appeared under the influence of some type of narcotic, which would explain why a witness reported that Henson placed his penis in the front grill of the van and began humping it as if he was having sexy times with the van. Henson communed with the van for a while before passing out in a nearby yard. Henson was hit with a pair of misdemeanor public indecency charges. In a deal with prosecutors, he pleaded to one count while the other was withdrawn. He was sentenced to 60 days in jail, though the bulk of that term was suspended, while he was ordered to pay $111 in court costs, and the payment of that fine was also suspended. He will, however, spend a year on community control and must undergo mental health counseling if required by probation officers. So, yeah, so this dude, and honestly, it's not a shock because his rap sheet includes narcotics-related convictions as well as other convictions for public intoxication, theft, receiving stolen property, and carrying a concealed weapon. So there you have it, folks. That right there is what you call the finest of upstanding citizens, Mr. Michael Henson, who likes to get cootie brown wasted and think it's appropriate to fuck the grill of a red van over in Dayton, Ohio. Okay. I'm just saying is all. And that, hoping you're feeling better about yourself, for one. And two, that does it for me, y'all. I'm out of here. This here's been the Hollywood Hick. You've been listening to me on the Crab Diving Network. And I will talk to you, mother truckers, soon. Doodle lamb, do, bitches. Buh, bye.
Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you sing.